Thank you for listening to the official podcast of White Oak Pentecostal Holiness Church, where we cultivate true worshipers in Wilson, North Carolina. For more information on White Oak, visit whiteoakphc.com.
There is a name that we should know as believers. A name that we can call on as believers, with the understanding that the name I'm calling on first knows me. Knows me better than I know myself. Come on, somebody. Amen. If I were to say Asante, I've got his attention. Because his mama gave him a name. And he doesn't quite realize what that name means, but it has a special meaning in Kenya. Mm-hmm. We've got a little girl in our after-school program. Her name is Blessing. And don't you know the enemy is trying hard for her not to fulfill the intent of her name. One of our members that comes here, Jamel's niece, her name is Promise. Mm-hmm. Promise. I've got a niece. Her name is Wisdom. And I'm thinking, all of these names, you know, what's in a name? What does it mean when we name our children these different names? Are we mindful of what we're calling them? Mm-hmm. And then there are names that society has, you know. We talked about Nike, you know, when we talked about the fellow who was wearing the shoe and it tore all the pieces, and the name Nike took a hit. Mm-hmm. Because this man has a promising future. And the fact that he was wearing Nike shoes and one of them didn't hold up, it was just that powerful what happened in the stock market. There are a whole lot of names out there. Mm-hmm. We learned the name of President Obama. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful name. Yesterday, I was at the homegoing service of Fannie Corbett. Her name should mean something in Wilson County. Mm-hmm. An African-American woman. She had four children, and her husband left her while her children were young. She went on services for social service, and it goes on to say that she had a dream too, that she wouldn't be dependent on a handout the rest of her life. And not only not dependent on a handout, this woman became so intent that she didn't think that folks in East Wilson ought to be living in houses that they didn't have toilets in. She didn't think that the streets should be dirt streets on east side of Wilson. She didn't think that we ought to be living in shotgun houses. And you know what a shotgun house is? Yeah, it's them little skinny houses. Some of them are still, and you can stand and be looking in the front door and look straight out the back. You know, just a few rooms, shotgun houses. So this woman named Fannie Corbett, the Lord put in her such an intense desire, she became an advocate. And at that funeral yesterday, I was sitting beside the two Butterfields. Congressman Butterfield of our district, there's a name there, and Representative Jean Farmer Butterfield, our state. I'm sitting beside them. I'm going, Lord. And then I looked across in front of me, and there was Fitch. Oh, those are names that we recognize, don't we? But in all of what they have accomplished and all of what this woman did, you know, G. Corbett Village, I didn't know that she had something to do with even the imagination station being formulated here in Wilson. You know, where Dwayne lives, where you live, Aventura East, she was instrumental in getting those houses started there. I understand there's a place in Snow Hill called Genesis in that area where she went in and began to fight and advocate for our people having affordable housing. This is the woman whose husband walked out on her, raised four children, but yet she was able to raise her children and instill in them the same type of advocacy to just not let things be the way they are. I just thought it was so wonderful yesterday. Learned a whole lot. These are names that we recognize here today. But I can call Butterfield, and I feel like I can call it. He knew my husband. Greeted one another, you know. I can call him, and I might not be able to get him. Mm-hmm. I can call Gene Farmer. Amen. I can call Toby. And I know I won't get President Obama. But there's a name that is closer than all those. There is a name that I can call on at any time, day or night. Come on, somebody. And I know he knows where I am. Our voices can be different. Deacon Carter can be calling on him for his son. You might be calling on him for your knee. You might be. There is a name, amen, that we are given as believers to use. He says, if you don't ask, come on now. You know, I told you about blind Bartimaeus, amen. He called on him, didn't he? Amen. Call on, didn't care who was listening to him. He just kept calling his name. Amen. Until heaven stopped. And just like he did for blind Bartimaeus, amen, he will do the same for us. Because we have to realize he is the same God of Abraham, Isaac, the patriarchs, Moses. It's the same God. He's the same Lord. He changeth what? Not. He's the one and only. And we can't take him for what? Granted. Amen. I know we got to a place where we just, oh my God, you know, God, we black people on top of that. God keeps blessing us over and over again. He keeps making ways for us. Somebody got a new car this weekend. Amen. Used to didn't have a car sitting in the yard. Now they got more car. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, he's good. Go with me to Exodus. I don't think I handed these to you, did I, Brandon? That's okay. All right, so we're going to the third chapter of Exodus. And we're going to talk a little bit about Moses. And I don't know where I end up today, but we'll get a little bit. Amen? Amen. The attributes of God were made known to his people. Mm-hmm. What was he like? How would you know him? How would you be able to identify him? What makes him different from Buddha? What makes him different from the other gods that are being worshipped today? Well, Moses had an experience. Men have always wanted something they can see. If I don't see it, I don't believe it. It didn't happen. But we serve a God, and I love Hezekiah. When the scripture, Hezekiah, amen, had to know who this God was. When Hezekiah, when the enemy was trying to come in on Hezekiah, and the man was standing out there talking about, your God is nothing. He can't help you now. He's a nobody. Hezekiah went into the temple. He took that little note that was sent to him and laid it on the altar. He said, Lord, Hezekiah said, this is what they're saying about you. But I know you got ears and you can hear. I know you got eyes and you can see. And you're not like their gods. He's like no other god. And this is what Moses found out. Okay, so we're going to slide on down a little bit. Because I need to get. So let's go down to verse 9. And I think we can come up on it. Now you know who Moses was. Moses was the one chosen, wasn't he? His name means drawn out. Amen. So he should have died in the river with the other babies that were thrown. Amen. But God had a purpose for him. Amen. Hallelujah. So Moses has been, this is the call of Moses when God appears to him. All right, so verse 9 says, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come up unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Okay? So know that when you're talking with the Lord, amen, and I know we want relief right then, but you can be assured that relief is coming, amen? Amen. His people had been in, they were being oppressed for like 400 years, amen, and they were in Egypt, and God is saying here, I have heard the cry of his people, Israel, and they have come up before him. Verse 10, come now, therefore. And I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Amen. Now I know you do, and you think you're a nobody, right? Who am I, Lord? You don't have to. You got Sister Sherry. You know, you got Dwayne. You got Jessica. Who am I? You want to use me? Yes. Yes. Verse 12. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. So if I'm commissioning you, if I'm telling you something to do, I'm what? With you. And this shall be a token unto thee, that I have sent thee, when thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this what? So I'm bringing you out. Well, there it is again. To go serve me. I gave you that car. I bless you with that job. I put money in your pocket so that you can come serve me. Not that you put these things above me. So he told the children, I'm bringing them out, and this is the token. You're gonna bring them right back to this mountain, Mount Sinai, and you're going to serve me. They were brought out to worship. Yeah. So when... the people left England and traveled to the Americas. They left because of what? Religious what?
Religious freedom. Say it again. Religious freedom.
Religious freedom. They left England to come to America to be able to worship freely. Mm-hmm. Now, there was a whole lot of stuff that happened there, but that was why. So it's about worshiping him. All right, so where are we? Verse 13. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his what? What is his name? Isn't that interesting? What shall I say unto them? Because a name meant something in that day. His name should mean something to us today. Mm-hmm. And when you hear folks using his name in vain, they don't know what they're doing, do they? But a name has a whole lot of meaning. Moses said, okay, when I get to where your people are, the children, what? Who shall I say? Who is sending me? What is going to be his name? Verse 14 is the verse I want to highlight. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your what? Fathers. The God of who? Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Jacob have sent me unto you. This is my what? Name for what? Ever. And this is my what? Memorial unto what? All what? Generations. My God, my God. Whose name are you using today? Whose name are we using today? When you call on the name of the living God, you better know who you're calling on. Heaven stopped when the blind man called him. Nicodemus had to slip away. He had heard about him and what was going on. He had to slip away. But we today who have, we've got the Old Testament. We've got the New Testament. We have his Holy Spirit in us, and we walking around here just like we ain't got no authority. His name is above every name. When you walk into a situation, when you go home, amen, when you begin to plead, amen, the blood of the living God, amen, over a situation, there is stuff going on, whether you can physically see it or not. God is working on the behalf. Amen. To God be the glory. So he said, tell them, I am that I am. And I love that. Amen. It's a present. Amen. When we call that name, amen, it stands alone right by itself. He was known in the Old Testament as Elohim. Mm-hmm. Elohim, who's the self-existent one. He has no beginning and he has no end. He's self-sufficient. He's self-existence. He's an immediate presence. That's what I am means. An immediate presence. God is, in other words, when I call his name, it doesn't depend on who's around me. Amen. It doesn't depend whether you're paying attention, praise God. Or I know who I'm calling on. Amen. And I know why I'm calling him. I recognize him as Lord God Almighty. Isaiah says, you know, the government was going to be on his shoulder. He says Emmanuel was going to be with us. Amen. He says, you know, and he was, I'm giving you, praise God. He says a babe was coming, but I'm giving you a son. And his name shall be called what? Counselor. Amen. Amen. God Almighty. Amen. Amen. The Prince of Peace. He gave him these names so that we would know his attributes. Who are we calling on today? Who are you trusting in today? There is none like him. Amen. You can't make an idol. You can't put a picture on. All you can do is talk about what's in your heart, where he lives at. Amen. Where he's moving at. Amen. There's none like him. And then he sent someone like him that we would what? Know more about him. Amen. The Old Testament says there's one coming. He told David, amen, hallelujah. He said, David, now look, you can't build me a house. Hallelujah. He says, but here, David, he says, you know, one of your sons will do it. He says, but David, look at here. He says, I'm going to allow somebody in your line, hallelujah, to sit on the throne forever. Amen. That one who was coming, praise God, was prophesied. Amen. He would be able to use my name because he was of me. Amen. How do you describe it? Amen. How do you describe a spirit that rests on a virgin girl? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The angel introduces him. Praise God. Amen. As the holy thing. Amen. What was going to happen was going to be a holy thing. Amen. That she was going to, amen, give birth, amen, to a baby and not have known a father. How can this be? Only because the name of God is above every name. Amen. Hallelujah. And he's worthy of all the praise. And then when he got here, oh, there's so much here. Amen. Go with me to John 6. Amen. John 6. This is what, amen, his seed began to say about him. Amen. Hallelujah. Book of John, chapter 6. I'm almost finished. Hallelujah. Let me find this. John 6. Where am I? Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. John chapter 6. And I'm going to go on over to the bread, verse 31. Amen. John 6 and 31. Amen. So Jesus, amen, our Savior. And just know I told you, amen, that the Old Testament is given to us, amen, it was Hebrew, amen. The New Testament was given to us, it was through Greek writers, amen, amen. And then we have a translation of those, amen, authorized by King James, amen, in the 1600s, amen. Hallelujah. But the original intent, amen, know that his name, amen, in the Greek actually was Yeshua. Hallelujah. Yeshua, amen, Savior, amen, the Lord that saves, amen, because he was of his Father's nature. But we've got to realize that, amen, when we call his name, amen, I know folks just use it like a dish. They just use the name of the Lord in vain. They just say all sorts of things, amen, and don't realize what they're doing. But when we use it, when I use it, when she told me my grandson was sitting in the back there a couple of weeks ago, he said that his fever wouldn't break. Amen, hallelujah. He was in the back, said, every time I bring him, seem like it just spikes up, hallelujah. I'm going, the devil's a lie. Amen, praise God. After service, praise God, I just be anointed my hands, amen, and went back there and began to anoint this son. And I said, Father, in the name of your precious son, hallelujah, I began to plead his name over this grandson. And then I reminded him that when you walked into the house, and Peter's mother was laying there and she was sick with a fever. Amen. You begin to go over there and all you did, praise God, is just lift your hand, praise God, a touch. And she was made whole and she got up and began to serve him. That's the God we're serving. I told Dan, I said, look, I said, I'm praying for you. But what I need for you to do, I want you to tell the Lord what? Thank you. I want you to tell, I've been telling my grandson, tell God what? Thank you for what he does for you. And the next Sunday, he was sitting in the sanctuary. And this Sunday, he's sitting in the what? Sanctuary. That one was home. But this Sunday, he's sitting in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. God has blessed us. Praise God. And we've got to be mindful that when he does things for us, he deserves a what? A thank you. God, I thank you for what you've done. Amen. How you keep blessing me. What is his name? I am that I am. Well, what am I? I know what they said in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. This is what the one we know, Yeshua, is saying. Jesus Christ. Amen. He says, then Jesus said unto them, let me go up. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. Amen. Come on now. For the bread of God is he. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth what? Life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am. There it is right there. That's one of them. He says, I am. There's seven of them. Hallelujah. But he says, I am what? The bread of what? Of life. He that cometh to me shall never what? Hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never what? Thirst. Amen. He preached this on the mountaintop. Amen. He says, you know that, you know, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, he says that we shall be filled. Verse 36 says, but I said unto you that ye shall all, that, but I said unto you that ye also have seen me and what? Believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise what? Cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do. Where'd he come from? Come on now. That means that he was God and man. Amen. He's not some picture that sits on a wall. He's not something that we put on the mantle. Come on, somebody. We got to know who we're calling on. When we call on heaven, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that what? Sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son of God, and believeth on him may have what? Everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Heaven came. You said it this morning. Do you think he took all those gifts back with him when he went to heaven? When he came and he left healing, he left deliverance, he fed. Do you think he says, let me gather all that up and I'm going to take it back where? No, he did not. I'm giving this to you. He says, what you've seen me do, you do. Likewise, as I have overcome, you will what? Overcome. You ain't got to die and go to heaven. Come on, somebody. To realize what God has done for you. Come on, somebody. You don't have to die, praise God, amen, before you have that anointing and that power. He says, I'm giving you the keys. To the what? Kingdom. The kingdom has come. When he comes again, it's the rapture. His church. And then he tells us now, while I'm away, I need for you to occupy. Amen. Then you come on Sunday and you sit on these seats. Come on, somebody. And we're worshiping, we're giving God praise, amen, hallelujah. Some of us are in it wholeheartedly, some of us are in it half-heartedly, some of us are in it a fourth, some of us, praise God, are just feeling warm in a seat. But he says all you got to have is a little bit of faith. Come on, somebody. Just a little bit of faith. That a child can grab a little bit of faith. Amen. And use that faith. Come on, somebody. Lord, they'll tell you, they remind them, Mama, you said. Come on, somebody. Is there anybody that's getting the word out there putting? His name is above every name. When you use his name, you are using heaven's attributes, the gifts that he gave to men are without repentance. That means that he's not going to come and take them back. Hallelujah. But he wants us to use those gifts to give him what? Glory. That other men will know what? My name. And John, he also tells us that he is the light of the what? World. And then he tells us, not only am I the light of the world, he says, so are what? You. You can't keep coming in church on Sunday time. I'm Christ. I'm Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. You got it by heart. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I got it down. But I ain't bit more walking in it. We got to walk in that authority. That's the authority Fanny Corbett walked in. Come on, somebody. Right here locally. That is the authority, amen, amen, Bishop Lucas walked in. Because what is a little boy that used to play in Harmony Swamp doing up here, sitting up here as the chairman, praise God, signing checks over $1 million for the cat? You have that same authority. Don't you dare call yourself a nothing or a nobody. You've been Christ. When you pray, praise God, know that heaven is working on your behalf. I believe. I can't doubt this thing. He's already done the work. You see, it's not your work. It's his work. So he says, now when you go, use the name. Use the name that's above every name. Use the name that every tongue is going to confess to. Use the name that every knee is going to bow to. He's saying, use my name. Hallelujah. That's what he told his disciples when he sent them out. Use my name. Hallelujah. You're not calling on the man Jesus, but you're talking about the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ, the anointed one, the one who rose and says, I've got all power in heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And he told us to go into all the world. Amen. And preach this gospel, teaching them whatsoever I've taught you. And it says, lo, I'll be with you even to the end. You don't have to be afraid. Hallelujah. Because God is right there with you. So I've got to know he's with me, that he's in me. And then every now and then he'll send somebody. Come on, Elder Barnes. Come on, Elder Barnes. Come on, Elder Barnes. Every now and then he'll call somebody to walk beside me. Come on, somebody. Amen. I don't always get to touch and have that tangibility. Amen. But he'll send somebody to let you know, amen, I'm with you on this journey. Go ahead, Pastor. Hallelujah. I got you. I'm praying for you. Hallelujah, on this journey, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. But even when there's not someone there, I've got to believe that the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac came in, the God that told Moses, I am that I am, is with you. Hallelujah. You don't have to doubt this. And you know what? It ain't based on how old you are. Come on, somebody. It ain't based on how young I am. It's based on my heart. Amen. I believe this thing. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. She blessed my heart on this morning, praise God, in Sunday school. She said, people keep asking, how your pastor doing? How your pastor doing? I heard she was sick. Come on. Well, have you heard the name above every name? Have you heard there's a name you can call on? Hallelujah. There's a name that, praise God, no matter what you're going through, you can put your trust in his name, and then he'll give you that peace that everything's going to be all right. Amen. I'm just foolish enough. Hallelujah. That if God said it, hallelujah, no matter what I'm feeling in this body, it is so. It is so. It is so. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is so. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Heaven is about rejoicing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to have these glorified bodies that won't get tired. Hallelujah. But right now, some of us can't hold our praise. Amen. Some of us, when we think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, how he's the lifter of my soul, how he, when I was down, he brought me up. Hallelujah. And when we just think about it, when I just think about it, when I just think about all that God has done for me, amen. I cannot help myself. I can't stay there when folks don't understand me. Sometimes they be looking at me and they be thinking, you know, well, she don't look like she, you know, what do you know? Hallelujah. It is for us as believers to continue to pray and lift one another up. Why? Because he says the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous of, and who in here who has not been made righteous through the blood of our Savior? He's the one that makes us righteous. Hallelujah. He says they availeth much. So if you'll just pray, believing in your heart, call on his name, trust in him. Hallelujah. Everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. I believe it. I believe it. And then he reminded me. He says, daughter, he says, I've kept you upright. I've kept you upright through all that you've been through. And I did it so that when they look on you, they'll know my name. Because I know you're going to give them the praise. I know you're going to tell them that God did it. Hallelujah. He did it. And he's still doing it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. We got to use his name. His name is above. I know you're thinking about names of men, but I want you to know his name is above every name. Hallelujah. Every name has to bow to his name. Amen. So we don't get all upset. Amen. And bent out of shape. Amen. I used to tell children, praise God, well, he called me so-and-so name. I'm going, well, why'd you answer to it? Don't you know your name? You don't have to answer to that name. Hallelujah. And then pray for him. Amen. To God be the glory. He wants us to use his name with confidence in knowing him, in knowing who we are calling on. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's not a day that I rise, amen, that I don't call his name. And the older I get, the more I understand what the elderly folks were saying. When they say, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. When they, amen, couldn't say nothing else. Amen. And mama would be walking. She'd be walking the dish, talking, you know, doing the dishes. And she would be saying, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Hallelujah. Sweeping the floor. Lord, have mercy. Amen. There is a name. He is Lord. Lord God Almighty, who knows, amen, it all. Hallelujah. Amen. We got so much to be thankful for. And I refuse to allow the things of this world to get in my way. On this weekend, Friday, they were talking about the nationwide, they wanted everyone to disconnect from their phones. Mm-hmm. Because they said that we're becoming less social, and that when we sit down to the table, it's a good time to put the phone away, to begin to interact with one another. But they were encouraging everyone to just get off your phones for a while. When you wake up in the morning, we be feeling, some of us go to bed with them. Go to bed with that phone. All them lights on in the house, in your room when you go to sleep, all of that stuff going on. And then what was so impressive, these are idols. I know you said you don't have any, but they're idols. You touch that more than you do the word of God. You text more than you do a conversation with him. That baby that's back there that comes in this world don't know nothing about technology. It has its place, but it can't be above God. And the lady who's over the state health system here in North Carolina said that a baby has to have a human touch. It has to have a human voice. And they can't get that with technology. Because they have human brains made by Almighty God. He didn't give Adam a phototype of what Eve, he gave him a living person. A good thing, amen? And it's been part of what we need as a generation. We have got to be diligent in teaching our children, amen? That they don't make these things, what? Idols. So important. So I charge you, when you sit down to eat, when you're at the end, and look, get somewhere where you all can sit down. That's the way we grew up. Not you taking your plate in the back room, you eating back there, praise God, amen, but get somewhere and bless that food. Come on, somebody. Isn't this what we did? Everybody didn't have a chair to pull up to the table. Amen. There were 9 kids in my house. So you grab a piece of a chair, you grab the stool, you sat by your somebody else, praise God, hallelujah, but you got to the table. And then prayer was made. Come on, somebody. That God would bless the hands that had made that food. Amen. That he would, you know, continue to bless the house, bless all who sat there. Amen. Get back, amen, to those things that are our roots and our foundation. Amen. Hallelujah. That your children would know the name. That when they're at school, they ain't so ashamed to bow their head and what? Bless their food. That they understand, amen, that the people in the cafeteria are giving you the best they can give you. That I don't sit down and curse what God has blessed. His name is above every name. And there are 7 places in the New Scripture, New Testament, where Jesus answers that I am. I am the bread of life. He says, I'm the bread that came from heaven. Amen. And when you receive him, amen. Don't you know you can't even receive him unless the Father? So we give him praise on today. I give him praise. Amen. Give him some praise.
Once again, all of us here at White Oak, thank you for listening. God bless.